control stops.
Blog then. Talk Radio.
Here we go.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show.
Live,
welcome to Keeping It Real.
We're your host, Ms. Marcian Tonyboy. Tonight's topic is what's on your mind. Tony Boy, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, Ms. Marcy, I've been focusing basically on the Super Bowl this week. What's on your mind?
Well, tonight is the Republican primary, and that is something I'm watching. That's what's on my mind.
Wow. Now, everybody, let's go get our first caller to see what's on their mind. Call me at 917-889-3926.
Welcome caller from 813-777-0220. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is it's now Black History Month, and I really don't see many people out there pitching the history of our Black people. And also, I'm wondering what are the parents of today teaching their children about Black history, and what are they going to do to make sure their kids be informed about the Blacks that has contributed to this society.
Oh, up to Ms. Foley, I do agree with everything you are saying. I'm watching television, and I'm not seeing enough folks that's being played for Black History Month. Not enough is given exposure to our children. Tony Ball, what do you have to say about
that? Deeply upset with TV today has not uplifted my African Americans. I told them, they're like, I don't watch Fox for the last 3 days, and I ain't got to come on with the teammate coming on. God, I don't know what that's about. That's what's on my mind.
But I don't say to leave it up to the media only. I say the parents also got to be involved. Families should be involved. A community should be involved. Don't just leave it all up to the media.
You're absolutely right, and parents should take a greater stance in ensuring that their children are well aware of what is happening. Thank you for your call.
You are so welcome. Thank you guys for the real talk.
Now, it's time for entertainment news with Miss Patricia with entertainment news. Miss Riccio with entertainment news.
Good evening. Today in entertainment news, California ruled out gay marriage. Did you hear about X Factor? Paula Abdul has been cut from the X Factor, and producers are actually waiting on the response from Mrs. Beyonce. Next in entertainment news, how about those Giants, ladies and gentlemen? Giants won the Super Bowl 21-17. And did you see that halftime show when Miss MIA flicked off the media? People are speculating that she's flicking off the United States. How do you feel about that? What's on your mind, America?
Oh, my goodness. Did y'all hear that? I can't believe X Factor done fired Paula Abdul. She was my baby girl. Oh, Lord,
I remember. It's taking her to last a little longer.
Oh, I'm sure.
We're going to go to the top commercial break.
Hey, if you're not busy on Tuesday nights, come on down to Without Walls for a workforce multimedia training every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Without Walls.
We're going to go to the song, and this is Mary J. Blige.
My girl, Mary J.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Tonight.
Okay, I'm calling about Obama. I'm wondering if I want to know if he's in a good position to win this year. I'd like to discuss this
election. Definitely. Absolutely. There isn't a candidate on the Republican Party that can beat President Obama.
And I'll be mad if Mitt Romney makes it all the way to Obama. Boy, I want New Greenwich to beat Mitt Romney. Even with Donald Trump. Donald Trump ain't got nothing. He ain't even smart enough to go all the way to the presidency.
I'm with you about
I watch CNN. I watch MSNBC. I watch Colbert Carter, and I watch them too. What are we going to do next?
And
we're going to go to our new lady, Miss Patricia.
Hi. Well, we've got some great news tonight for our economy, which President Obama has passed into legislation to open up leniency on Visa cards to stir the economy for countries such as Canada. There are some people that are opposing this in hopes that maybe it won't stir terrorism, and they hope to keep this in abeyance, and they say that we'll have that problem either way, so we can just arrest the people if that's the case. But anyway, it should produce some more revenues for the country in terms of the economy being bolstered so people can shop and not have to have the backlog of applying for the visas.
So thank you for the review. We have another call in line. Johnny Boy, who's that call in line?
Hey, Carla, you are all keep it real. What's up? Keep it real, brother.
First of all, I want to say that you guys are doing a great job. And since it is Black History Month, let me go ahead and just put my two cents in about the Red Tails. Not too many people are aware that George Lucas actually put up $58 million of his own money to fund Red Tails, which is a predominantly black cast movie. And it's interesting how in 2 weeks that it's been in the theaters, it's only garnered about $30 million, which is rare for a black movie in terms of Tyler Perry. You know, he can get his out. In 1 week, he can make up close to $100 million. I'm just saying the relevance. What do you feel about this Red Tails versus Tyler Perry, how he can make more money and being less influential?
Okay, David, I hear your point. But I think it has to do with the marketing and how it's positioned to appeal to people. Tyler Perry does a better job at marketing his product. Tony Boy, what's your
opinion? I've been saying this about Tyler Perry. We got a deal. You know, the deal with the best bad woman I've ever seen in my life. Shit, mommy, my grandmama. Mr. Christian, God, bless her soul.
Tony Boy. That's all from us.
Well, look, don't get me wrong. Tyler Perry movies are funny. I'm just talking about those people who are saying that they need more black movies out there. But when you make a black movie and no one really supports it other than Tyler Perry, how are we
Okay. Thanks, sir. Thanks for your call.
We got it.
We're running out of time. We just want to keep it real and see you next week.
Keep it real.
No.